It's Tuesday, April 24th. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville, and thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com. Here's your sports. Aggie baseball team, as you know, is in the middle of a five-game losing streak, their longest losing streak in 2 years. Right now, it looks like it's going to be mighty tough for the Aggies to get one of their goals, which would be a national seed, a top eight seed for the NCAA tournament. It looks like what they're going for now is just to be able to host a regional, but it's one game at a time, and tonight's the next one as they go to Fort Worth to take on TCU in a crucial midweek game. The Aggies have lost their last two midweek games to UT Arlington and to Rice, and of course they're coming off that three-game sweep by the Baylor Bears. Oddly enough, the streak 2 years ago also included losses to Baylor in Waco and a midweek loss to TCU in Fort Worth. And as you might have guessed, the Aggies tumbled in the polls that were released yesterday. Baseball America from 2nd to 9th. The baseball writers sent them from 4th to 10th. Collegiate baseball from 9th to 14th. And the coaches vote from 5th to 12th. Their RPI ranking has seen A&M go from 7th to 13th and now to 18th. But first things first, and that's TCU tonight. The Horned Frogs have won 9 out of 10.
They're playing at home. It's a big field. The wind will be blowing in 15 miles an hour. And they're not going to feel sorry for us, I guarantee you that. We'll be ready to play come Tuesday night.
Yeah, Rob Childress says they just have to shake off the bad and think positive.
They're on their heels a little bit. I mean, it's our job as a coaching staff to keep them on their toes and know that we're with them and for them and we're bleeding with them and we're going to be okay. We're going to get through this and we're still going to have a really good year. No, we embrace it. I mean, you know, I don't know why we're going through it. I mean, you can break it down if you want. You're a baseball guy, and I can too. But, you know, we need to embrace it as a group and, you know, get better from it. We haven't played our best baseball of the season yet. We're going to.
First pitch at 6:30 tonight from Fort Worth. We'll be on the air at 6. For the first time this year, A&M did not announce in their pregame notes a starting pitcher for the midweek game tonight. It'll be determined tonight. Well, the Aggie softball team is home tonight at 6:30 with the Baylor Bears. This will finish up their season series. The Aggies are looking for the sweep. They won the previous two games, 6-1 in College Station last month and 3-0 in Waco earlier this month. A&M is 31-14 for the year, 11-6 in the league. Softball is the one sport that the Baylor Bears are underperforming. They're 5-10 in the Big 12. Up next, the Aggie softball team will play Texas in a split series Thursday here and then Saturday and Sunday in Austin. San Antonio Spurs captured the top playoff spot in the NBA's Western Conference by routing Portland 124-89 last night, their eighth straight win. Tim Duncan led the way with 18 points 2 days before his 36th birthday. The Spurs beat out the Oklahoma City Thunder for the number one seed in the West in the NBA playoffs that start on Saturday. Ryan Braun had 3 hits, including a home run, and Milwaukee beat the Houston Astros 6-5 in Milwaukee last night. And the Yankees beat the Rangers 7-4 as Derek Jeter stretched his hitting streak to 13 games, and Alex Rodriguez got his 632nd career home run. Retirement yesterday official for Ivan Pudge Rodriguez. He came back to Arlington to do it. Rodriguez formally announced his retirement after 21 seasons in the major leagues. He spent his first 12 at Texas behind the plate. Virginia Tech has fired men's basketball coach Seth Greenberg after 9 seasons. Greenberg led the Hokies to a 170-123 record. They were 16-17 this year and missed postseason play for the first time in 6 seasons. And the New Orleans Saints are denying an anonymously sourced ESPN report which alleges that general manager Mickey Loomis's booth at the Superdome was wired so that he could listen to opposing coaches' radio communication. The report on Monday's Outside the Line said that Loomis would have been able to eavesdrop on opponents from 2002 to 2004. The report also said the system was disabled in 2005 when the Superdome was heavily damaged by Hurricane Katrina. Saints spokesman Greg Bensel called the report 1,000% false. Former Saints head coach Jim Haslett, now defensive coordinator at Washington, also denied any knowledge of the eavesdropping. The spokesman said that the Saints and Loomis are considering legal action against ESPN. And finally, Arkansas's new coach that'll be introduced today is John L. Smith, and he needs no introduction. For the last 3 years, he's been the special teams coach at Arkansas, but he left after this season to take over head coach at Weber State. But now he's coming back to Fayetteville for a 10-month agreement for $850,000. Going to try him out. And that's your look at sports, everybody. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com. I'm Tom Turbeville.